This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Doesn't love a parade, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be in a parade tomorrow. Really looking forward to this. Kevin, could you do me a favor? Every half hour, keep trying the Heitkamp campaign, because I know we've asked. I think Dustin was the one that called, but we've asked for them to just provide somebody. We're not going to ask questions. This isn't like an interview. I just want to know, if I support Heidi Heitkamp, where do I go in the parade? Like, what's the drill? And so far, they're not calling us back. It's like they don't want anybody in the parade walking. I don't know what it means, but I mean, come on. So we did talk to Tim Rasmussen from the Kramer campaign. He explained it well. We talked to Scott Johnson, who basically said, just get there by 9:15 because we start loading up at 9:30. Right, Todd? Isn't that the number? I think you told me.
That's right.
9:30, but you said, no, it's got to be 9:15. It just kind of walks
entry
there.
Number 7, by the way.
Yeah, so we're in the front of the parade, which is pretty cool. Well, that's if you're going to follow the Kramer campaign. Do you know where Senator Heitkamp is? Where the Heitkamp campaign is?
I do not.
Okay. I mean, they're usually not too far apart. But anyway, but he said sort of look for the trailers. I guess the Kramer folks did. Anyway, Scott said, you know, come in and we'll direct you where you're going. So, they'll find it. But I wanted to give you a little more detail on that if we can. So we'll work on that as well. So that is tomorrow. And it's our parade poll. Here's the deal. This is not a partisan thing. We're not trying to say, rah, rah, go, Kevin Kramer. We're saying who you plan to vote for, you walk behind in the parade. As simple as that. Whoever you're planning to vote for, you walk in the parade behind them. And then, we can do a poll. And I don't know about you, but I'm a little suspect of a lot of polls. I don't trust a lot of polls. So if I can see people, wearing a Kramer crew shirt that you get free, or a Heitkamp shirt that I would assume you get free. I don't know, because they won't call us back. But you're working on it, right? Yeah. And I don't just ask who the volunteer coordinator is. Who handles the parades? Could they at least the courtesy of a call? I mean, they've gone so North Dakota nasty over there. It's just unbelievable. Come on. Look, you probably have no doubt, since I'm conservative, that I'll vote for Kevin Kramer. I mean, duh. Right? I mean, conservatives will. And if you're liberal, you vote for Heidi Heitkamp. Duh. I think the people who sort of are in between and don't really have a core belief of where they're at are influenced by things like this. They go to a parade, they watch someone, they kind of decide, how are they? And they're going so nasty now. I don't know why. I guess it's because the real polls that Fox and others are doing have Senator Heitkamp losing. And there's, a lot of chatter in Washington, D.C. about how she is vulnerable and all that. And that's part of the campaign. But look, all of that is the game called politics and elections, and they happen. But when they're done, you still have to be a neighbor, I hope, a North Dakotan, and get along. And I get a little revved up sometimes. That's called passion and enthusiasm and a tish of stupidity sometimes, because you kind of go where you shouldn't go. I don't necessarily like that about myself, but I just do. I get a little revved up, okay? And talk about a campaign. Other people do as well the other way. That's okay. In the end, come on. Don't be nasty in North Dakota. Senator Heitkamp, it doesn't wear well. It really doesn't. So hopefully we can kind of just, whoever you're for, whatever neighbors for this or that, if they've got this sign, you got that sign. It's America. This is great. This is fabulous. This is a good thing. This is not a bad thing, it means you care about the direction of your country. So deep breath, everybody. Deep breath. Time for a parade. 9:15, Autumn Fest, State Capitol, Bismarck. Todd will be there. Phil Parker will be there. I will be there. And I got a carload of folks coming with me from Fargo over, so that'll be kind of fun. It'll be a good time. First time I've walked in a parade. Don't say anything, Todd. I'm tired of you making fun of me. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here as we start today's What's on Your Mind with the talk radio town hall that he normally does on Wednesday, but there is no such thing as normal during a campaign, so we just take him when we can get him and are glad we have him. To answer your questions at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and you can also text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me, 367-2054, with your questions. We would prefer not to ask a darn question on this program and turn it all over to you. So between you and Congressman Cramer, that's all we want to hear from in this hour on the program. So, okay, Congressman Cramer's hooked up. Good. Here we go. First big question, kind of tough. Have you walked in a parade? Just one, have you ever walked in a parade? Because I don't vote for anybody that hasn't walked in a parade, so just checking.
Well, have I walked in a parade? That sounds like a trick.
I guess the answer is no, because I don't hear him. Daniel, have we got a lot of your problem with the... one more time, the tough question. Oh, you're hearing him, Todd, but I'm not.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Oh.
So you got a little button to push there, Daniel. I don't know what's going on, but now I hear him. So question again, for me at least, is have you ever walked in a parade?
Well, that sounds like a trick question because it implies I've only walked in one. And I walk in more than one most weekends. So I've walked in lots and lots of parades and find it to be, I call it therapy for Washington politicians to get into North Dakota and walk in a parade and touch and talk to as many real people as possible.
Do you have any tips for Todd, or me as we embark on this endeavor?
Wear good shoes. Wear comfortable shoes. One of the things you'll notice, you guys, the parades are different. Each parade is different. Obviously, some are longer than others. But the biggest thing is some are faster than others. And Autumn Fest is a very well-organized, well-managed parade. So it's a pretty nice, steady pace. But, you come up on a slow-moving float or a band. And then, of course, we have walkers of various capacities and abilities, and that's all part of the fun. I tend to like slow parades because I always fall behind because I stand and talk to people and shake as many hands as I can and, take as many selfies as people want. And I try to run from one side of the street to the other side of the street so to, get, again, interact with as many people as I can. And so by the end of it, I've got a really good workout done. In fact, the State Fair Parade, I walked about 7 miles going back and forth across the street.
Yeah. Starting to get very scared right now.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know if a pair of comfortable shoes exists after that kind of walk. There's no such thing, other than somebody carrying you. But
the nice thing is Autumn Fest is not a real long parade.
Everybody raves about it, though. The bands are unbelievable. We're going to play marching band music all morning today because I'm so fired up to hear a good high school marching band. Brings me back to my youth,
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of them over here, too. I mean, a lot of them attend. It's very cool.
Fiesta Days Parade, Montevideo. The bands would crank up. So, Kevin, they wouldn't come on the air with us, but they would give you information about what... First of all, Kevin, do you have any freebies? Did somebody tell me you get a Cramer Crew shirt if you walk?
Gets a Cramer Crew shirt, yeah.
Okay, and everybody's been talking about donuts and water and unbelievable. Yeah. So I'm
water's important. We always have a lot of water because we want to stay well hydrated. Another good tip, be well hydrated. But you also have, of course, because it is a parade, you do have to, it's like getting on an airplane, manage manage your liquids so that you're healthy and, not anxious. So,
okay, anyway, we can do this, folks. We can do this. It'll be a good little workout. It's a short parade. It's not that long. It's going to be a fun way to spend a Saturday here in the bands. Now, Kevin, they wouldn't come on the air with us because, we're conservative, along with 78% of North Dakota, and so they wouldn't want to talk to a conservative. But anyway, what did they say? What's the scoop on tomorrow for the Heidi camp on the parade?
Well, I was told that by a nice young man that where they were meeting, and and it asked me if I'd bring my family, my friends, even my pets.
Okay, pets.
So bring everybody you can.
Pets?
And there'd be a T-shirt for me if I did.
Okay, very good. So there you go. We don't know.
I'm going to pass.
Did they say where they're at yet, or what number in the parade or anything yet?
Not a number, but I did get a location where they are meeting.
Okay, and that is?
They said 10 o'clock 3rd Street East and 2nd Avenue East. Right, look for the Heidi shirts, I was told.
So this must be a Democrat thing. They show up when the parade starts. We have to be there at 9:15.
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm glad you're going to go. So pick your candidate and be there. Dogs, Kevin, are you okay with Hudson? Or
yeah, no.
Herbie,
there are many dogs that have been in parades with us wearing Kramer Crew shirts. Absolutely, we love the dogs.
I'll try and talk Maria into letting me bring Hudson. That'd be kind of fun. He's a Labradoodle, and he is a handful, but he doesn't exactly travel real well. We'll see. Anyway, tomorrow that's happening. That's our parade pool. I won't say any more about it, but I just think it'd be kind of fun. We cooked up this idea about 3-4 months ago when they called from the Autumn Fest parade and invited us. So we said, well, we'll do one better. We'll invite our friends too. So
I'm surprised, though, you've said something though that sort of sparked my interest that the Hike Camp folks wouldn't come on the show with you. I thought that she went everywhere and put up empty signs when I don't show up, or signs in that chair criticizing me for not being accessible enough.
Right, Todd, you need to work on that. Put a pair of headphones on a chair and let's put her name up there. I like that idea because you're absolutely right. She's been a no show for about 4 years. In talking to North Dakota, and so yeah, we get it. More after this.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Wind Rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a comfort ride suspension and a patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Wind Rower from New Holland.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all-natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, it's a breakdown of that nerve coating. We eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I think they have horses behind that band. Can you kind of hear the click, click, click?
I'm hearing two pieces of music here.
You're getting two feeds of music?
There we go. That's better.
What the heck was that?
There were two for a while there.
Band on top of band? That would be a little weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what happens. You get a couple of bands playing different songs, and that's what's going to happen.
Okay. What's on your mind is brought to you by the Energy of North Dakota. North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand, committed to using our talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for our families, friends, and neighbors, and prove that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. It's happening now with the Energy of North Dakota, and you can find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Back with more with Congressman Kevin Cramer. I know there was a big bill on some water protection passed yesterday. I want to ask you about that. We're going to start with Chris in Watford City and welcome others, too, at 258-0550, 258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Go ahead, Chris, with your question for Congressman Cramer.
Thank you. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
Hey, real quick, I don't even remember, a couple years ago, you were at the Watford City or McKenzie County Landowners Appreciation lunch at Outlaws there. And my wife
couldn't find
a seat. we couldn't find a seat. We plopped down next to somebody we didn't know, and it turned out to be you. It was the best lunch we had in a long time. So.
It seems like 100 years ago in some ways, and then that's other times, Scott, it seems like it was like last week, you know. But that was a big event. That was neat.
Well, hey, and I really got a feel for your integrity. You got my vote. I'm a total supporter. Thank you for taking that tough step of leaving the security of the House and going to war against a pretty ugly campaign machine. I'm grateful for you. To the point, the investigations and the revelations and the investigative reporters that are pulling out all of this evidence, it's got to be admissible evidence in grand jury investigations against the Democrat machine and the FBI and the CIA and NSA literally colluding to prevent President Trump from becoming President Trump, mm-hmm. and then subverting, that's called subversion after he's elected, mm-hmm. subverting the acting or the duly elected president. It's getting so big, it's like filling the windshield. You almost can't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
At what point, I guess, are you in favor of literally just in large numbers saying, all right, y'all were involved in this. Y'all are suspended with or without pay, depending on your level of activity, until a grand jury can figure out what to do with you. I mean, how big are you willing to go to make all of this happen? Where's your support level with that?
So, it's a great question. And in a lot of this stuff, as a practical matter, I tend to yield to Devin Nunes and the Intelligence Committee, as well as the budget or the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, because they're the ones that have the subpoena powers, the investigatory responsibilities, and they see under the hood and fully support whatever they want to do, whether it's Devin Nunes and of course Trey Gowdy, who will be retiring after this year, chairs the Oversight Committee. They're doing a marvelous job. So from a congressional standpoint, in fact, Scott, if I just take a little time, what he's just presented is what we're all seeing, right? We're seeing that the very premise of the Mueller investigation, for example, is crumbling. And yet the investigation goes on with, frankly, nothing to show for it, other than, charges against Paul Manafort that have nothing to do with, Donald Trump. And so we're seeing this thing that's costing taxpayers millions of dollars, undermining our president and the presidency itself. And we're also seeing a political party in the Democrats whose sole agenda they're running on is to impeach Donald Trump. One of the most frightening things about what we're learning is that this premise, this built on a dossier that turns out to be unsubstantiated, turns out to be paid for by the Clinton campaign and the Democratic Party, turns out that it is used to get warrants to monitor American citizens, to listen in on American citizens, which is a violation of our Constitution. And at some point you just have to go, should this have even happened in the first place, and why are we still doing it? And I'm to the point where I believe that the Mueller investigation needs to wrap up. Present your facts, and if somebody needs to be charged or whatever the case might be, do it. If not, say, hey, we tried, we looked into it, we found out that there's been corruption all along, and whatever the case might be. And then, to your point, though, of the deep state, which is becoming very problematic, it's because it's no longer just some low-level, bureaucratic activist Democrat. We're talking about the very top of the bureaucracy. And that presents a much larger problem because, as you said, are we willing to just say you're all suspended? Well, remember that the people that are under investigation are the people doing the investigation. And my observation has been with bureaucracies, particularly federal bureaucracies, they will always rally around themselves and their agency. Always. They're just very rarely does somebody emerge out of that says the country's more important than, you know, my security clearance. But it also raises other questions. Speaking of security clearance, it raises questions about that. Should former bureaucrats that had security clearance be able to use that and monetize
it? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I agree.
I'm from the intelligence apparatus. I was a special operations intelligence person. And when we operated, we did occasionally operate inside the United States. And, Congressman, I hope you understand, it was a huge production, and appropriately so, when we suspended Posse Comitatus, and we literally had a letter from the President of the United States and the attending agencies when we did, and it was mostly counter-narcotics, and we do the same with counterterrorism, but when we operated against U.S. citizens or people inside the jurisdiction of other agencies, it was a huge production. And these guys were doing it willy-nilly, left, right, and center. They were just, oh, I'm going to frame Carter Page and have a circular evidence cycle to, you know, get the dossier introduced. And then you got McCain sending his aide over to pick the thing up. I mean, this is all insane compared to where I was. Back in the day, we used to hold Frank Church in derision because he gutted the intelligence services back in the day. And I'm an Idaho native, so it was a double whammy because in being in the intel world and having, you know, that I'm from the same state as Frank Church, I caught a little garbage for it. But now I understand that although I'm on the opposite side of the aisle from Frank Church, he did the country a service by getting the out-of-control agencies to come to heel and remember that they served us and not themselves.
Yeah, you know,
we might need another Frank Church.
Yeah, you may be right. One of the challenges, you know, a lot of times it's easy for us as conservatives, particularly and freedom lovers, to, you know, advocate for term limits for members of Congress and things like that. You know, if we were to have term limits, in my mind, in the federal government, it ought to be on, not beyond the bureaucracy, not on the elected people who represent real people. And I think that's really become one of the biggest challenges.
You're a very informed caller. Enjoyed the conversation very much. That's why we love our audience. But call again. Yeah. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
We only have a few seconds, Kev, so I'm going to wait for the other side of the break. We do have.
I wouldn't really add anything to what he said. I mean, I don't disagree with that. How you approach all of this stuff in Congress, of course, is a little bit different than the administrative agency. But that said, this is why the president is so very frustrated, because very few people, including people around him, are really defending him in all of this.
Yeah, makes total sense. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence made landfall near Wrightsville Beach in North Carolina just after 7:30 a.m. local time this morning. Over 400,000 people are without power, and former FEMA director Michael Brown says now you can expect to see lots of flooding.
Because you have all this saturated land in the Carolinas, all the rain that dumps is just going to turn into flash floods. And I think what most people don't understand is that a flash flood is as powerful and as destructive sometimes as the hurricane itself.
Millions of people evacuated from North and South Carolina, but not this resident of Wilmington, North Carolina.
at this point, I'm just riding out whatever they throw at my way and hope it works out for the best, but the storm's pretty intense right now.
Thursday, Amazon founder and Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos criticized President Trump and urged him not to, quote, demonize, unquote, members of the press. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, getting all prepped up for the big parade tomorrow, Autumn Harvest Parade, and or Autumn Fest. I call it something different every time. Todd usually slaps me upside the head and presses the buzzer. And
well, Phil and I were just talking about you because you're going to be Stork tomorrow. Remember Animal House?
Oh, I forgot about that parade. Oh, my gosh. How did I forget about that? Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to do that.
You're bringing a baton, right? Because you're going to be Stork out there in front of everybody. Up, down, up, down.
Yeah, all right. So, see you there. 9:15 is when we do this. Somebody texted me that Heidi's bailing on the Autumn Fest parade. Not going to be there. I don't know. Maybe she heard we're going to be there.
Well, she's been invited, but she's going to refuse. Okay.
But anyway, if I was a Heidi supporter, I'd still want to be there for the parade pole because, you know, even if she's not going to be there to thank you and give you a high five like she did Chuck Schumer, you know, you can't exactly. Never mind. Just be there. 9:15. We should have a great time. Back with more with Congressman Kevin Cramer. I wanted to ask you about a topic that's come up a lot in this program, and that is the FSA office in Mandan or Morton County. And, you know, a number of people have called their program, started here, actually, with Daryl Lee's hosting one day. I was gone. And you got a lot of questions about a particular employee that was sort of, you know, I don't know, vindictive and doing things and whatever and sort of grew and grew and grew. You then said, let's get some people together and figure this out. You've told us about that. So people got in the room and you kind of realized there is a problem. And now we're waiting for the FSA to do something. Brad Tickerson leads the North Dakota FSA, and I saw him at Big Iron and visited with him a little bit, and one of the things I asked on behalf of our listeners was, you know, why isn't this happening faster? I mean, that's what they say. I get it. You've identified the problem, but come on already. You've got a problem, fix it. Here's what he said, and I want your response to the answer, please.
Well, you know, any time you have a government agency or anything that deals with personnel, I think you have to let time make an attrition to it. I mean, we got through the renewal cycle in 2018, but we know that 2019 is looms right around the corner, that people will be, you know, coming in and asking for financing assistance in the 2019, and we'll try to be a little bit more proactive and a little bit more heads on those issues as they present themselves.
Is this just a Morton County issue? I guess we didn't hear his answer. Is this just a Morton County issue? And that's when he went into sort of, well, times are tough everywhere, so things are tension. And sorry, we didn't get that answer. But anyway, your response on it not happening fast, or your response to his response on why it's not happening fast.
Well, it kind of goes back to the previous caller and FBI and whatnot.
The bureaucracy protects itself, Scotty. Now, yes, we do need to be patient, and I've said all along, as you know, some callers have been frustrated with me because I've said we have a process that has to work itself out, because at the end of the day, this is a personnel matter, and you know, employees in the government particularly have lots of protections. And so, but at the same time, as Brad knows, and certainly I know, those of us that are elected to political office and those who are appointed to political office are here to look out for the people who are served by the bureaucracy, not the bureaucracy itself. And so but at the same time, I have to admit, I've not heard a lot lately. And some of the things that Brad has mentioned that they've been doing, and the reassignment of people throughout the FSA, not just in Morton County, but around Morton County and whatnot, is helpful. It's putting more people in place to help the farmers and ranchers that are struggling with the current person they've been working with. And hopefully that's helped them get their financing in place and hopefully a more pleasant circumstance. Because the first thing we have to do is serve the farmers and ranchers, serve the taxpayers, the clients. And then the banks that work with them. The personnel matter can be handled in time, but first we have to provide the service that people come to expect from the government, and if not, the people that aren't providing it need to be, move on.
While we are on ag, my question, but it also was Heidi Heitkamp's question, and they were getting cute with putting chairs that were empty and names up and stuff, and really sent out a pretty nasty a press release about you not being at Big Iron, meaning you didn't care about farmers and ranchers. We actually asked Senator Hovind about this, and he's like, Kevin Cramer doesn't have to be at Big Iron to care about farmers and ranchers. His actions prove that. He's doing, kind of explained it. But I want to ask you, why were you not at Big Iron?
Well, first of all, the first point is I would want to make is I've spent 6 years talking to real people every single day in this job as a member of the People's House. Senator Heitkamp quickly adapted very nicely to the Senate 6-year plan where you you sort of hide out for 5 years stockpiling money, going to New York and meeting with Wall Street bankers and Hollywood to meet with billionaires and stockpile cash for your next reelection. And that's what she's done. I don't think there's any big secret that she's not been a very accessible political figure in North Dakota. I don't know that she's ever done a single town hall, maybe one or two. Whereas I have the distinction of having had the most town halls of 535 members of Congress. So I don't have to apologize for not being at one place that she showed up at. And by the way, I'm not obligated to accept every invitation she gives me or that some media outlet gives me based on their schedule. My schedule matters a fair bit to me as well. And so we get an invitation to attend this forum. I'm sure all members of the congressional delegation in the Fargo-Moorhead area were invited. And it was a particular hour on a particular date. It wasn't like, can we talk to your scheduler about a way to make this work? So I couldn't. I already had another obligation, and it's important. So, but this stunt that she pulled, it was just so juvenile, Scott. I'm actually a little bit surprised by it. As I listened to you guys beat up on her a little bit about not getting into the parade, it's like, not every politician can be in every parade, and I have some sympathy for, the challenges of a schedule. But that said, how many times has she come on this show? I mean, how many times has she come on any number of radio shows that have invited her? There's one radio show she goes on, couple times a month, probably, maybe more often, and that's the one that her brother, has. And by the way, I always go on his show when he asks. So I am not going to apologize to her or anybody else. And if she wants to make a case of accessibility, let's do it. Let's show our calendars. Let's do it side by side, along with the voting record, how often she votes against the people of North Dakota. I'm happy to have that discussion.
So in other words, you had a conflict and you'd scheduled it before. So the reason you were not there is that you had where were you?
Sure. So I was with Senator Cornyn, and Senator Cornyn had lined up an event for me to help me, my campaign in Dallas, Texas. So I was in Dallas with a number of North Dakota corporate citizens who have, provide lots of jobs in North Dakota. And Senator Cornyn, the majority whip, and by the way, it's awfully nice to be able to go with the majority whip to his state, as well as have political leaders from my party come to my state. You might know that Donald Trump Jr. is going to be with me in a week or two at the North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting, and we're going to do
that. By the way, just for some folks that don't know, we talked about that when he was on himself, but it's a week from Tuesday that he will be at the North Dakota Petroleum Conference annual meeting in Fargo. So if you want to go, you should get there. I'll tell you what, I want to go after hearing him on the air. I was very impressed with Donald Trump Jr. Wow.
And so it raises this point. So, the President of the United States has been here a few times with me. The Vice President's been here several times with me. Many of the cabinet members have. And I'd love it if she would. What I think would be great would be, what if Senator Heitkamp got one of her Democratic friends, maybe Chuck Schumer or Elizabeth Warren or, some stalwart in the Democratic Party, maybe Chelsea Clinton. That would be cool. Okay, so I've got Don Jr. coming. She should get Chelsea Clinton to bring her to the North Dakota Petroleum Council as well. And, we could have a great time together. I think that'd be
okay. And you should know that there's a rumor that President Obama is going to be campaigning for her. So that may happen in that form. But we talked about that earlier in the week from some of our D.C. sources that say that that he'll be out here. And she has called him amazing, so it might happen. Gary and James,
I'd be
next.
Happy to cover some of his expenses for him if he promised to do that.
Yeah, I bet you will. Say, Gary and Jamestown, hang on, I'm going to get you one sec. I want to ask you in a minute or less to define real people. You said you spent 6 years with real people. Who are real people?
The real people are the people that don't have a lobbyist. That's basically that's the way I put it. People that don't have a lobbyist. They may belong to different organizations and associations, and I encourage people to be active in their groups, but also there are an awful lot of people, whether they're farmers or coal miners or oil workers or, executive assistants or plumbers or electricians who aren't part of an organization and don't have a lobbyist. And, lots of moms and dads and grandparents. Yeah.
Speaking of that, again, real quick, because I want to get back here to the calls and texts. They're pouring in, but these are good answers. The ag thing. There seems to be such a disconnect. I go to a meeting, a round table, with the representatives of all the different associations, and I about want to cry by the time I get out of there, right? I mean, I'm just like weeping because it's bad. And look, I don't want to minimize it. It is bad. I get that. But when I talk to folks that are not on some board or they're not, being paid share opinions or, data points or whatever with folks like you. It's a very different story. Would you ever, can we find a place to do one where we just say, I want to hear from, again, real farmers, I guess, real ranchers. And I don't mean that to denigrate anybody else, but any way you could squeeze that in before the election?
Now, I don't know if we could do it before the election. I'd love to do it. I think we should do a lot more of that. This is why town halls are so important, Scotty. And this is why what you're doing right now is so important, because it provides access for people who don't have a travel budget or, an expense account that's provided by, the commodity group that their checkoff dollars goes to. And again, I love those people. They help facilitate a lot of good discussion and they provide a lot of good information. But I'd like talking to the person on the ground, the person whose hands get dirty digging in the soil. And that's the way I grew up, and that's where I learned a lot. And that's also where you see a lot of conflict. It's so interesting. Senator Heitkamp, for somebody who talks about bipartisanship a lot, I don't know if anybody listened to her 3-minute speech at the beginning of the Farm Bill Conference Committee, but people around the table were just sort of cringing and embarrassed for her because she did not mention one issue, not one ag policy issue. She just went on a partisan rant about being bipartisan, she talks, every time she talks about the farm bill, she talks about how partisan the Republicans are, and we're sitting in the room trying to, hash out a deal, and she keeps talking about how partisan other people are, and it's like,
let's get Gary in here with your question, at least. Answer will be on the other side of the break. Gary, Jamestown, go ahead, quick.
Regards to impeachment, as I recall, 20 years ago, at the Clinton impeachment trial in the Senate, that Clinton's lawyers got to question Ken Starr on the witness stand. So, if the Democrats win in the House this fall, I say, okay, bring it on, impeachment. There's nothing more I'd like to see than to see Trump's lawyers, Jay Sekulow and Rudy Giuliani, get...
Yeah, good point. Giving it to Mueller, and that's an interesting idea, Gary. Thank you. We'll get Kevin's take on it after this. Don't go away.
YourMindRadio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Our rigs team is growing. NBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, NBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. NBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from Indy Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Is that like sort of it?
Or was this that like a little... What was the shortest parade ever?
Yeah, I knew
what that. What was that?
That meant, now, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Mitchell. Dun, 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 dun.
What, do we have a parade through Hank or something where we march like a half a block? And
I know, I thought it was like a little... Yeah. So somebody heard me earlier whining about maybe my feet would hurt and, you know, I don't have shoes that are...
You could do that particular parade barefoot. You wouldn't even feel a thing.
Well, they have an idea. They actually said maybe you should talk to your friend Mike, and he should do My Pillow shoes. So now, can you imagine strapping those babies on?
My Pillow shoes, love it.
Yeah, I shouldn't answer any question ever again on this program, because even yesterday I had probably 20 texts where people said you should have said this, and they were right. I should have. It was better than what I did say. So I mean, that's in the North Dakota. Yeah. You should have said this. Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, okay. Yep. But no, please keep it going. I love it. I love it. Bring it on. Tell me what I should, how I should answer it. If I'm going to start, just for the sake of time, saying, okay, you know, we'll get the answers from the listeners. But anyway, if you're up for MyPillow shoes or anything else, hey, tell me a MyPillow mattress topper is coming, Todd, to try out.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, exactly, man. 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Oh, I know. They're going to send you Giza sheets, too. Yeah. And MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. So we'll test these out for you. The Giza sheets are fabulous. So answer to our last caller, if you would, Congressman Kramer.
Well, so he's talking about the prospect of the Democrats taking over the House and engaging in, you know, a 2-year hunt for impeachment, process of impeachment, which is their whole agenda. That's what they're running on. That's their platform this year. And if that were to happen, if they were to get control and they were to spend 2 years doing that, what he was licking his chops over was the opportunity, of course, for now the president's lawyers to also get people on the witness stand, and that would provide that opportunity. Now, the thing about an impeachment proceeding is it absolutely gums up government for a couple of years. Maybe that's just as well. It also would mean if they had control that we wouldn't get anything done proactively in the president's agenda or the North Dakota agenda. We just simply couldn't. But what we would do is in the United States Senate, if we maintain the majority there, and this is why it's so important, Scott. I mean, I can't express how important it is to maintain the majority in the United States Senate. And it might be up to the voters in North Dakota to do exactly that.
Yeah. Think about that. That's what's going on here. This race has become such a national focus. I mean, there's 100 stories out there about George W. Bush, the 43rd president of the United States, hosting an event for you. I mean, I guess because he doesn't do a lot of events, but the fact that he does says this race is really super important. That's next week or coming up?
I think it is. I've lost track of my calendar, but you're exactly right. What the Senate would be doing is be confirming judges and justices, you know, Supreme Court justices and federal judges and appellate court judges and other confirmation or, you know, other confirmations of appointments by the president. That's basically what the Senate would end up doing probably for 2 years while the House was doing their craziness. But at the end of it, we'd almost ensure re-election for Donald Trump if the Democrats do that.
Makes sense. Real quick.
Before we move on, Scott, because I know when I put it, I want to put it in a clearer context, even how important this election is on the national level. And it's up to North Dakotans to decide what they want to do. But you imagine this, if the Democrats did get a majority in the Senate, which is not outside the realm of possibility, the chairman of the Budget Committee of the United States Senate would be socialist Bernie Sanders. That's the reality. So never mind what you think of Chuck Schumer. Their rules, Senate Democratic rules, is not in the same for the Republicans, but the Democrats. It's pure seniority, and Bernie Sanders would be chairman of the Budget Committee if Heidi Heitkamp is the senator from North Dakota, and they have a majority.
15 seconds or less. Why is George W. Bush doing an event for you?
Well, you know, I've known his family for a long time, served on the Republican National Committee during the reelect of Bush Quayle, and he wanted to do something to help, and I already had this event lined up with friends of mine from North Dakota here that have do a lot of business in North Dakota and hire a lot of North Dakotans. We're hosting an event for me in Fort Worth, and so I said, hey, well, maybe W's want to come to that, and sure enough, he is, and so our other friends of mine, like Dick Armey, former North Dakotan and Majority Leader, contract with America author, Dale Brown, LSU basketball coach, is going to be there. So it's a good group.
The eyes of the nation are on us. On that note, ask Mr. Kramer if there's any policies of President Trump that he doesn't agree with, does not agree with, and why. Obviously, speaking of Bush 43 and Trump, there are some differences there. But quick answer, please.
Well, the tariffs are one. I've never supported his tariffs, but I want to support America. So he's chosen tariffs as the way to get better trade deals, or at least a way to get better trade deals. And I'd like to get this trade war over quickly and win it, rather than try to undermine the position of the United States of America versus China, for example. I'm tired of politicians who've taken China's side on all of this. Let's end this quickly and get behind the president and get better trade deals. But I don't support the tariffs. I've been quite open about that. People might recall that I even advised him against something that's very popular in North Dakota. But I advised him against getting out of the Paris Accord. I suggested instead that we find a seat at the table and start shaping the Paris Accord to something that was more reasonable for our world and for our country. And
another texter says, why are the polls you hear about neck and neck with her and Kramer? Is that for real? People of North Dakota should be smarter than that.
Well, I'm glad to be ahead in every single one of them.
The texter goes on to say, she's very inaccessible, while Kramer is. Why the dead heat? So it sounds like there isn't a dead heat. You're ahead of it. So, we're out of time, unfortunately, but we never have enough time. Some of your texts we'll talk about after the break here. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.